Some people feel that God put things in motion and just left them alone. Hello and welcome to Tony Broom Ministries. God cares about His creation. The Lord is in charge in creation. He made everything work and works everything. He planned His work and He works His plan. God cares for creation. This is our session title. God cares for creation. God cares for all of His creation. Job is the oldest book in the Bible, even though Genesis talks about the beginning. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Job is a book of wisdom. It's a book of heartache and hardship. It's a book of suffering. And it's a book of accusation. Job's friends, so-called friends, came to comfort him and ended up condemning him. Job was a righteous man. Many of us do not read the book of Job as we should, and I rebuke myself for that. But Job is a book that talks about God and His relationship to His creation. Job 31:4, "Doth not He see my ways and count all my steps?" God, who would see all of our ways and count all of our steps. Some of us make a whole lot of steps in one day. God counts every one of them. Jesus said in the New Testament, "The very hairs of your head are numbered." God cares about the sparrow who falls on the ground, and He knows about His creation. God governs heaven and earth. Job 38:1, "Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said," well, He said a lot of things to him. We'll just read some of it. And that was Job's desire. "I just wish that God could talk to me. I just wish that I could hear from the Lord." And so finally, the Lord speaks to him. Verse 4, "Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding." God would say to him, in other words, "Where were you when I did all this? You're so frustrated. I can understand why. You're filled with confusion. You want me to talk, so let's talk. Where were you when I did all this? Who hath laid the measures thereof, if thou knowest? Or who hath stretched out the line upon it? Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? Or who laid the cornerstone thereof? When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy." Job, where were you when I did all this? Where were you when creation rejoiced before me? Verse 18, "Hast thou perceived the breadth of the earth?" Job, do you know how broad the earth is? Do you know the measures of the earth? Declare if thou knowest it all. "Where is the way where light dwelleth? And as for darkness, where is the place thereof, that thou shouldest take it to the bound thereof, and that thou shouldest know the paths to the house thereof?" Job, what about darkness? What about light? Do you know the measures? Do you know the path of it? Do you know where it dwells? Do you know where darkness came from? We think about darkness being upon the face of the deep and void being in the earth. But darkness has a place of dwelling, according to God. "Knowest thou it, because thou wast then born, or because the number of thy days is great?" Job, do you really have that much age on your belt? Can you really tell me? By this time you know Job was feeling mighty small. Verse 36, "Who hath put wisdom in the inward parts, or who hath given understanding to the heart?" God is the only one, of course, that could make all these things and that could put understanding and wisdom in the heart. Who can number the clouds in wisdom? Or who can stay the bottles of heaven when the dust groweth into hardness and the clods cleave fast together? Job, can you make it rain? Can you make it thunder? Can you make the lightnings come and say, "Hey, here we are"? God is the one who rules heaven and earth. Well, Job really knew this in his heart. He had to be reminded of it. so many men and women in our day, so many politicians, so many leaders need to be reminded that God is in control, that He is the one that's in charge. God rules in heaven and earth. The psalm says He has done whatsoever He pleased in heaven and in earth. God is still in charge. He may not be allowed to be controlling everything, but He's still in control. God is still in ultimate control. He is still sovereign, and He is still ruler and king of the universe. His throne is in the heavens. He rules over the children of men. God cares for all of creation, including the animals. In our day, we have a lopsided view of animals. Animals are being put over mankind, but still, God loves all of His creation, including the animals. In fact, in verse 39 of Job 38, "Wilt thou hunt the prey for the lion, or fill the appetite of the young lions?" Will you fill the appetite of the young lions? God cares that the animals even have what they need to eat. Job cries out, of course, one of his prophetic statements in chapter 19, verse 25, "For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that He shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me." Job realized that he was suffering excruciating pain at that moment, but it didn't take away his faith. I don't know what's all happening to me, but I know that my Redeemer lives, and I know that He will stand upon the earth, and I know that I will see Him. I know that even after this body is destroyed, I know that I will see God in my flesh. And that takes faith to know that you had to have a glorified body. Chapter 39, verse 1. We're in the book of Job. "Knowest thou the time when the wild goats of the rock bring forth? Or canst thou mark when the hinds do calf?" Job, do you know the production? Do you know the birthing of the deer, of the goats? Do you know how much time it takes for an animal to bring forth? "Canst thou number the months that they fulfill? Or knowest thou the time when they bring forth?" What about this, Job? I care about the birds. I care about how long it takes a woman to bring forth a child. I care how long it takes an animal to bring forth their young. God cares about everything that He has made. God is sovereign over humankind. God made man in His image after His likeness, created them, male and female created He them. In Job 31:1, "I made a covenant," and this is Job talking, "I made a covenant with mine eyes. Why then should I look upon a maid? For what portion of God is there from above, or what inheritance of the Almighty from on high?" Job is saying, this temporal world that we're living in, this awful time that we're going through right now, is just temporary. Why should I think upon a maid? Or why should I plan for a big future like so many people are doing? And it's all right to plan for the future, but you got to realize that main number one future that you plan for is not for earth, but for heaven. Is not destruction to the wicked, and a strange punishment to the workers of iniquity? Doth not He see my ways and count all my steps? The important thing is that God is my Father. God is my Creator. God is in control. If I have walked with vanity, or if my foot hath hasted to deceit, let me be weighed in an even balance. Let God judge me, not man, that God may know mine integrity. In chapter 40, verse 1, "Moreover, the Lord answered Job and said, Shall he that contendeth with the Almighty instruct him? He that reproveth God, let him answer it." Job, after all this, what do you still have to say? Then Job answered the Lord and said, Behold, I am vile. What shall I answer thee? I will lay mine hand upon my mouth. Once have I spoken, but I will not answer. Yea, twice, but I will proceed no further. I think this is a good lesson in the book of Job. There are certainly many, many more. But Job is a good reminder for us to know that God is still in control, even during sickness, disease, pandemic. None of this is God's fault, by the way. This is a result, and it may not be your fault personally or mine, but it's all a result of sin in the heart of mankind. We disobeyed God. Sin came into the world. And as a result, sin, disease, and ultimately death. But none of this was the will of God. God's will is for us to have life, to have it abundantly, to be well, and to be strong. And even those that are not well and strong now, if you know Christ as your Savior and make Him your Lord, you will be well and strong one day. We will receive that glorified body. Job longed to be better. He longed to be well. He longed to hear God's voice. He longed to have his wife and children around him again. He got everything he wanted. He got more too. A whole bunch of other young'uns in the house. Mrs. Job came back and all the people around him. And God increased everything that he had. Where it says, the last scripture we read, I will not answer any more. I will proceed no further. So, since that's where our scripture ends this time, I will proceed no further either. This is our session. I just want you to know the day that God cares for creation. That's four words to make up the title. And that's something we need to remember as we go through our life today. God cares for creation. Father, thank you that you're a loving Heavenly Father. Thank you that you care for your creation. Not just as a whole, but everything, everybody, every animal, everything in it. You care for your creation. And you made a way for your creation to be saved even before it was created. That's how much you care for your creation. That's how much you care for mankind. Before we were ever created, you made a way where we could be saved. Your provision for salvation and healing for every soul who will ever be born was already made before the foundations of the world were laid. What a mighty God you are. What a great Savior that Jesus would come and pay the price for our total and eternal redemption, to lay yourself down on a rugged cross, to take the weight of the sin and sickness of the whole world on yourself, and carry that weight away. Do away with it forever for us. Take the stripes on your back so we could be healed. Shed your life's blood so we could be saved. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for doing that work in our heart and life today. And many people, may many people today experience the power, the salvation, and the healing and blessing of God. For God, you do care for creation. We praise you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. God Cares for Creation has been a production of Tony Broom Ministries.